Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Thompson catches it and throws to second to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is hit by the pitch. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Bannister moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wackenfuss. The throw from May and he is safe. Wackenfuss steals second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Parrish to Rodriguez. The throw back to home, and Pryor is out at the plate. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards third. Morrison picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Morrison. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Bannister moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from May and he is safe. Thompson steals second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish bunts towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Kemp moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Champ Summers pinch hits for Jerry Morales. Fred Howard now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kemp scores. Parrish moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing right field. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.